People in Benghazi are celebrating while those in Tripoli are dying. Ibrahim Debashi is one of many diplomats who've now left their posts in protest over the Libyan government's brutality.
Yes, I think it is the end of the game. I think the fact is he's continuing to kill his own people is the fact that the whole regime is trembling, and we will soon see the fall of this regime.
Witnesses say foreign mercenaries are firing hollow point bullets and planes are dropping small bombs in Tripoli. Libya's capital is in flames this morning, and the people seem to have crossed the Rubicon.
At this point, there may be no turning back. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, February 22nd. John is out all this week, and so I'm joined again by our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwiller. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Celeste. There's a lot developing in Libya this morning.
That's right. That's at the top of the news this morning. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi continues his violent cling to power this morning. Once again, we should tell you it is very difficult to confirm any reports that are coming out of Libya. International media has been barred from the country. But there are reports, multiple reports, of fresh violence in the capital of Tripoli. We're getting reports that fighter jets have bombed portions of the city this morning. And witnesses like this one tell the BBC that the streets are full of roving packs of mercenaries in trucks shooting freely at protesters.
It's like they're roaming around the city. At least if the army is against the people, we can deal with them. We just speak Arabic, you know, but these people, we don't know them. Just they see you, they will start shooting.
Witnesses in Tripoli say people are scared to go outside this morning as the bodies of those slain lay in the streets. There had been rumors that Gaddafi had fled the country, but the Libyan leader made a brief appearance on state television last night.
I want to clarify for them that I am in Tripoli, not in Venezuela. Do not believe these TV channels. They are dogs. Goodbye.
The death toll now stands in the hundreds and is expected to rise. Libyan government officials at home and abroad continue to resign in protest over Gaddafi's crackdown, among them Libya's deputy ambassador to the United Nations.
Well, what's going on in Libya is a real genocide against the Libyan people. The Colonel Gaddafi is shooting his own people.
President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have condemned the crackdown. Both the United Nations Security Council and the Arab League will hold emergency meetings today. In Bahrain, opposition leaders couldn't agree on demands to end week-long protests in the capital's main square. This morning, Bahrain's king ordered the release of some political prisoners in an effort to jumpstart talks. To New Zealand now, rescuers in the country's second-largest city of Christchurch continue the frantic search for earthquake survivors.
Can you call out to us, please? Hello?
The 6.3 earthquake flattened office buildings and homes last night. The death toll is now at 65 people. There could be as many as 200 still trapped inside buildings. Prime Minister John Key has declared a state of emergency in the city.
I don't think we can go past the fact that we may well be witnessing New Zealand's darkest day. It's an absolute tragedy.
Triage centers set up across the city to cope with the casualties. Here at home, voters head to the polls in Chicago today to pick a new mayor. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is ahead in the polls. The state of Michigan has approved a plan for Detroit to close about half of its public schools and increase the average size of its high school classrooms to 60 students. And Carmelo Anthony is heading to New York. The Knicks and Nuggets agreed on a trade last night. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are significantly down. The Dow will start at 12,391, the S&P at 1,343, the NASDAQ at 2,833. Well, the Oscars are coming up this weekend, and we're going to be preparing you for the Oscars all this week. We'll start with an interview with the director of the documentary short film Killing in the Name, which was nominated. And in Pakistan, an American was arrested. It turns out, also working for the CIA. We're going to talk about how this complicates the relations between the U.S. and Pakistan. But first, the latest on what's happening in Libya. What we can confirm, anyway, one of the most violent days of protest occurred yesterday. We could be heading for another violent day today.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.